Some of what's washing off Madison streets and lawns goes into a pipe that dumps out so much sediment, it's created an unnatural island. This pile of dirt and debris near the shore of Lake Mendota is considered a top priority for dredging. Retaining ponds would also be installed upstream along Willow Creek. They're designed to capture yard and pet waste that increase phosphorus levels that make the lakes weedy and smelly. Dane County would pay for most of the $500,000 project. Executive Joe Parisi hopes that change in area lakes would be noticeable over the next decade if efforts to reduce rural and urban pollution continue.
Our ultimate goal when it comes to phosphorus is reducing the phosphorus that goes into our system by about 50%. The science tells us that when you reduce it by about 50% of what's going in now, that's when we will see long-term change in our lakes. We will see cleaner lakes.
This stormwater project is one of seven recommended by the Dane County Lakes and Watershed Commission. Commission member Sharon Corrigan says recent weather underscores the need for such upgrades.
This weekend, as the rain came down so hard, I thought of this press conference today, and this is just something that we have to do as we get heavier and heavier storms.
The Dane County Board still has to okay spending $1.4 million for the seven urban water quality grants. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.